Barring basics, such as underwear and socks, blue jeans are the most popular garment ever. They are what many of the Rana Plaza workers in Bangladesh were sewing or inspecting when the building came crashing down on April 23, 2013, killing 1,134 and injuring 2,500 workers, making it the deadliest garment factory accident in modern history. Jeans were the backbone of American textile and garment manufacturing until Levi's offshored those jobs. They are also hyper-polluting in their creation and in their afterlife. Jeans embody all that is good, bad, and awry in fashion. Nothing comes between me and my Calvins. Denim remains a niche textile until the 1870s, when a tailor named Jacob Davis asked his fabric supplier, Levi Strauss, for help mass-producing his most recent design, work pants with metal rivets at key stress points. If Strauss would cover the hefty $68 patenting fee, Davis proposed the two men could be business partners. Today, Levi Strauss and Company still design and sell the majority of jeans. It is one of the most successful apparel brands ever. And blue jeans' popularity steadily grew until they received an unexpected bump in the 1970s from all places, 7th Avenue. With the women's liberation movement and the popularity of more casual dress, New York fashion designers dreamed up a new fashion category, designer jeans. Jeans are sex, Calvin Klein said. The tighter they are, the better they sell. To hammer home his point, in 1980, Klein cast 15-year-old actress model Brooke Shields for his jeans commercial. "You want to know what comes between me and my Calvins?" she purred in her childlike voice as she sat spread-eagle in a pair of his jeans and a top blouse. "Nothing." The ad was so provocative, the New York affiliates of ABC and CBS promptly banned it. But it had already worked its spell. Klein sold 400,000 pairs the week following the ad's debut. Then 2 million a month after that. Jeans sales rocketed to record heights. More than 500 million were purchased in 1981 alone.